Today is June the 18th in 2009. My name is Anne O'Brien. I'm here with Miss Mary Taylor, who was a nurse at Fort Hall for 30 years. And Miss Taylor is going to share a story with me. Okay, Miss Taylor, you can go ahead.
Good morning. I first came to Labrador in 1953. At that time, there were no roads, and if you had to travel, you had to travel by dog team or in the winter and boat in the summer. And the story I'm going to tell you about happened in the spring, before there was any roads. At that time of year, you couldn't get around very well because the ice would come down from the north. And on this particular day, the ice was through the straits and into the bay. Got a phone call from Pinware, which is about 30 miles away, about a woman who was having problems. How was I going to get there? She couldn't come. There was no snow. The land was all dry and barren, and there was ice everywhere. Couldn't use a boat, we couldn't use a dog team. So, nothing daunted, I had to walk. So I set off, and I walked as far as Buckles Point, then went by boat to Lansamore, across the bay, in and out of the ice, and walked from there. Someone walked with me, carrying my bag. We walked all the way along the shoreline from Point Amour into Lanceloo, where I stopped at Mrs. Anne Barney's and had a cup of tea and a little rest, and then plodded on. A man by the name of Lloyd Tracy walked with me, and we walked on all the way down to Pinware. When we got to Pinware, the emergency wasn't as bad as I'd thought it would be, which was fortunate, because otherwise a lot of bad things could have happened. How I got home, I do not remember. I presume I walked the next day, but I don't remember. So just a little bit of story to tell you about what conditions were like in the early days in Labrador.
And do you remember who the lady was, Miss Taylor?
I do, but I'm not supposed to say names of people.
Okay. And
well, actually, I'm not quite sure.
Of course, you had to walk back the next day?
Presumably, but I don't remember.
Okay.
Strangely enough.
Well, the ice was still in, so
oh, yes.
Presumably you had to walk back. Yes, that was one of your trials for sure. And you had many more. Did you ever have to walk again to another emergency?
Not all that long distance, no.
No.
I went around once another time. Around the cliff on dog team to get to somebody who was having a premature baby in West St. Modest. And going around the cliff, the driver lost his cap, so he went back to get his cap. And while he was doing that, the dogs all turned around to follow him and tipped me out on the ice. Hot water bottle, blankets and quilt and everything else. But we just sat and laughed, it was funny, you know. Yeah. Anyhow, then we got down to West St. Modest and we took the little baby, fortunately, and they were able to land a plane down there somewhere, and we brought the baby back to the nursing station.
Well, thank you very much for that, sharing that wonderful story with me. Yeah.